Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Wild Free Will podcast. I'm super pumped to be here with you. This episode is actually going to be a bit of a continuation on the discussion that we had from last week, which was talking a little bit about sacrificing and compromising in your relationships and a little bit about how to release that and how to move forward from that. And so if you haven't checked that episode out yet, I really recommend that you do. Just because I think it'll provide a little bit of context for what we're diving into today. At a certain point in last week's episode, I started talking about how part of why we start to over compromise and like over sacrifice in relationships is because we're maybe not holding standards for ourselves. Holding standards in the sense both of our own behavior and the way that we approach our lives and then what we tolerate from other people. So I wanted to riff on that a little bit today because I felt like that was just like a natural segue. And this actually all kind of builds up to what was actually the original podcast that I wanted to record last week but never really got around to. So yeah, when it comes to holding standards, I mean, all of these discussions are really based on self-worth, okay? Because we, even with the discussion about compromising and sacrificing and stuff like that, when we believe that we are not worthy, then we act in ways that are maybe less than our best selves or less than in our best interest. And we have to really understand that it's not selfish to be in a really good place, and that when we are prioritizing ourselves and our well-being, we're actually coming at the world from a much fuller, more vibrant, more well-resourced place. And so we are better able to actually show up for other people, to give to other people, and to have like a really positive impact. And so that same discussion about self-worth cannot be excluded from this conversation about holding standards, because the standards that we hold are in direct proportion to what we believe we are worthy of. Let me say that again in another way. The shit that you tolerate is in direct proportion to how much you love yourself. Because if you really loved yourself, you probably wouldn't be tolerating shit in the first place. Let's be totally real, right? So the idea of kind of setting standards is about, first, I think you need to assess how it is that you feel about yourself. What do you think you're worthy of, right? What behavior are you tolerating because you think that you don't deserve better? And when I say behavior that you're tolerating, I mean both from other people and from you, because we are not immune to our own bullshit, right? We are not immune to disrespecting and mistreating ourselves. So this is not just an external conversation. We are not just kind of putting the blame on other people and saying, well, you treat me this way. Because oftentimes if people are treating us a certain way, it's because of one of two things. We are allowing them to, which is pretty much always true, or we are allowing them to, and they're mirroring back the way that we treat ourselves and the way we behave towards ourselves, right? So how you feel about yourself is fundamental to you setting higher standards. And I have other episodes on like building self-worth and like really leaning into self-care and prioritizing yourself. So we're not going to dive into that today on this episode. If you're interested in that, you should check out some of the backlog of the podcast. But we want to talk about like how to really go about setting and holding standards, right? So the first step is obviously getting clear. Where are you currently not holding yourself or other people to a standard that you feel is appropriate? And this can kind of come up. We can see this a lot when we're talking about how our values, what our values are. Wow, that sentence was really hard for me to get out. So oftentimes we see this in like kind of like what we value, the way that we behave in the world and the way that we expect other people to behave, which is kind of a double-edged sword. We need to be careful with that. But like what are our expectations of ourselves? What do we value? What do we feel is important? And we can often find that we are or are not holding standards based on those things. So what, getting really clear on like situations that are causing you any kind of discomfort, okay? Where do you feel like you're not really loving things, whether that be within a relationship, within your career, within your company, within your friendships, with your kids, whatever, whatever, and with yourself, please. Like, it's such, it's the most important one out of all of those. Because when we bring other people into the mix, we're inviting another energy, and that's fine. But when we start from a place of getting our shit together on our own, we are so much more powerful, right? And we can change things so much quicker. So we do want to like really prioritize this idea of like, where do I feel discomfort within myself? Where do I not feel good enough? Where do I not feel like I'm being seen, heard, valued, or appreciated? Where do I feel unloved, right? And we can take that even farther. When do I feel unloved? Okay. Where do I feel unloved? In what situations? In what places? Like really diving into this and really trying to get clear on like what doesn't feel good right now. Because when something doesn't feel good, it means that it's not in alignment. And if it's not in alignment, it means that we are obviously not holding standards in those areas. It's really quite obvious. So if I was to go back and say, if you guys remember a couple of episodes back, I talked about how I was like living life from other people's perspective. I was really in my head and I was like prioritizing the opinions of other people. And I just was so, so off to the point that it was making me physically ill. So in that situation, it's obvious I was not holding standards. Like I was holding myself to someone else's standards, to somebody else's expectations, and I was prioritizing somebody else's opinion. I wasn't valuing myself, the way I move in the world, and the things that I believe to be true, okay? And like a little bit has passed, so I can like dive a little bit into this too. Like at the time, there were a lot of conversations about like how and when I work. And those conversations always make me really uncomfortable because I just don't move the way that other people do. And I don't have any intention to actually, because I don't think that that would make me especially happy. And I honestly have tried in the past to kind of like do things the way that other people do. And it typically leads me to burnout. And if we look on a micro level at what I was going through that week with like prioritizing the opinions of these other people and like the way that they believe that I should show up in the world, the way that they believe that I should be working, what it was causing in me was almost like a micro burnout. So like in having those voices in my head and holding that value and that standard above my own and trying to live up to their expectations, I had a sort of like breakdown where my like physically I was unwell. I was mentally, emotionally a little bit unstable that week. And I just was feeling really spiritually bankrupt. I really wasn't in my vibe at all. And that is because I wasn't prioritizing the way that I know how to do things. I wasn't holding myself to my own standards, right? I was believing that the standards of somebody else were better than mine. And this is a little bit different than like what exactly I want to get at in this episode of the podcast, but it's the closest example I can think of like in my current life, because I think that I'm pretty good at holding myself to my own standards. I feel like I'm pretty good at really valuing, prioritizing my own values now, because I spent many a year, my friends, not in that place at all. I spent a lot of time, especially in my last relationship, prioritizing the values and the beliefs of the people that were surrounding me over my own. And it led to the exact same place, but on a macro level. So it led to massive amounts of burnout, points where like I was basically useless for 2 to 3 months at a time because I just was so overwhelmed by trying to live up to other people's expectations and just really, really dishonoring myself. It's not even that I wasn't honoring myself. It goes beyond that. I was betraying myself. I was treating myself badly because I was trying to live up to somebody else's standards. So it gets easier over time. And I really hope that that's something that you take away from every episode of the podcast. It gets easier over time. It sounds like a shit ton of work. And at the beginning, it can be because you're always having to think about these things and you're always having to course correct. But the more that you do that and the more that you dedicate your time, your energy, and your resources to yourself and to your mindset, the better your life gets and the better you get at controlling these things, like your reactions to things. So look at your life again, step one, getting clear, look at your life and see where you're feeling any kind of discomfort, unease, where you don't feel good, and start there, because likely you are not holding yourself to your own standards, you are prioritizing the opinions of others, and you need to set some boundaries. That's likely where we're at, okay? So really take a second and look at what you're currently allowing yourself to tolerate from other people, because that's going to be easier. Start there. Start with where you're tolerating like some bullshit in your relationships, your friendships at work, from your boss, whatever. And then also, please take a second and see where you're tolerating bullshit from yourself. And what I mean by that is, where are you not living up to your own potential? Where are you not setting a standard for how you move in the world? So where are you not sleeping properly? Where are you not drinking enough water? Where are you not prioritizing movement and physical activity? Where are you not prioritizing your spiritual practice, your meditation, your journaling, your self-connection? Where are you not prioritizing the things that make you feel good, whether those be hobbies or they be self-care things or whatever? Where are you not prioritizing the things that you know you need in order to function at a high level? Where are you betraying yourself? Where are you giving your energy away to other people because it seems more important to do that? Where are you prioritizing your children, your partner, your friends, your family over what you need? Where are you not holding yourself to the version of you that you want to be? That is going to be infinitely more painful than what anyone else is doing to you. It really doesn't matter what Tom, Dick, and Harry thinks or feels about you, or what's kind of going on in your other relationships, if your own relationship with yourself is self-destructive, right? So if you're not holding yourself to a standard and showing up for yourself at a high level, first off, you cannot pretend that other people will do the same for you, because like they won't, because they're going to mirror back the shitty behavior that you have towards yourself. But also, you just are, you're setting yourself up to be in like, to be constantly disappointed because you're already letting yourself down, right? Like, and we don't do that. We don't do that here. That is not an energy that anyone who listens to this podcast holds, right? So it's really time to cut that out and really begin to honor yourself and really begin to show up and hold yourself accountable to the things that you say you want and the things that you say you need. So now, how do we do that? How do we do that? Yeah, I want to say that it's easy. I think it's simple. I think that there's a lot of things that we can do. Number one, we really need to decide. So we need to decide what we're here for, what we will and won't tolerate anymore. So we need to really step into a place of becoming unavailable for our own bad behavior first and the bad behavior of others second, okay? We need to become unavailable for that kind of engagement. So one of the shifts that I made afterwards was in terms of this conversation about the way that I work. So I spoke to one person in particular, and I basically just said to this person, listen, like, you and I are totally different people. And that's what makes this relationship work, because we are different and we stimulate each other. We inspire each other. And if I moved the same way that you moved, you would be bored and you would not be inspired by me because we'd just be doing things the same way. And yeah, we could feed off of that and we could move forward, but it would be a totally different energy. And I also had a conversation explaining that I will never move in the world the way that this person does and that I don't want to. But before I had that conversation, I made the energetic decision that I was no longer going to tolerate any conversations about the way that I move in the world. I'm not here for that anymore. So I made a decision that I was going to do things the way that I want to, which is the only way that I know how, and that I wasn't going to allow the opinions of other people into my sphere. And it is so funny because I did this like 2 or 3 days before I actually had the conversation with this person, and it never came up. And that person already kind of had understood, I think, on an energetic level, because I made the energetic shift that things were different and that conversation was no longer kind of on the table, if that makes sense. So like, yeah, I said something about it, but I don't actually think I had to, because I had already gotten really clear on an energetic level that I was no longer here to be having conversations about the way that I do things. Because if I'm letting the other person do things their way, then and follow their truth, right? We talk about that a lot, that they're doing their thing, they're following their truth, then they also need to grant me the same kindness and allow me to move my way and to honor my truth, right? Because everyone has their own truth. Truth is not objective, it is subjective. So yeah. So you really want to be able to like decide what you are here for and what you're not here for. So setting energetic boundaries, deciding what you will and won't tolerate anymore, and then moving from that place. And then if you feel like you have to have a conversation with somebody, by all means, but watch out, because when we go to have a conversation with people, oftentimes we are coming at it from a place of wanting to teach them something. And let me tell you, unless that person is already open to it, you won't be teaching anybody anything. You will leave that conversation frustrated and pissed off that person did, once again, not see things from your point of view. But it's not their job to see things from your point of view. It is your job to set boundaries and to hold yourself to your own energetic standards and not give a flying fig about what the other person thinks about what you're doing or how you're doing it, right? Self-responsibility and sovereignty. That's all we talk about here, right? They are not responsible for the way that you move in the world. You are, right? You are responsible for your reaction to what they say to you. You are responsible for setting the energetic boundary. And oftentimes having a conversation with somebody who does not agree with you is a complete and total waste of time. If you feel like it's necessary because you need to have that kind of energetic release, because you need to have that conversation with them, honor that. Really feel into why you want to do it. And then if it still feels like the right decision, then go for it. By all means, get on with your bad self. But really analyze your intention. Is your intention to be understood, or is your intention to make them understand? Because if it's to make them understand, honey, it is never going to work. That's not the way people operate. And it's just a waste of your energy, your breath, your time, your resources, again, which we're talking about in this episode, pouring into your own well-being and your own energetic standards. Yes. So we are getting clear. We are deciding what we will and will not tolerate anymore, right? We are potentially having a conversation with somebody if we feel like we have to. And now comes the action part, right? Because it's all well and good to get clear, and it's all well and good to decide what we will and won't tolerate anymore. But if we keep moving in the same way, and we keep repeating the same actions and kind of like living on this hamster wheel, we're never going to get where we ultimately want to go, right? And this podcast is not spiritual entertainment. It is not, my dears. Every episode is jam-packed with actionable steps. This is what you can do if you want to change your life today. You could listen to this episode and walk away and become a totally new person just by following these things. This is only about holding standards too, right? Every episode is different. So this is not spiritual entertainment. This is action. We are meant to be in action. We are trying to do things differently so that we can get a different outcome instead of beating the same dead horse and wondering why our lives look exactly the same. So it is not enough to have the conversation, to decide, or to get clear. None of those things are enough. You need to move differently in the world. You need to move as the version of you that has better standards, that holds themselves to their own damn standards, right? Own that. Be that person. It sounds more complicated than it is. It is all based on, in any given moment, making a better decision. It's really, like, I mean, that's what personal growth is. Personal growth is like, I used to do some bullshit. I used to behave this way. It didn't really get me what I wanted. And so the next time I find myself in the same situation, I'm going to make the conscious decision to behave differently. I am going to take responsibility for my life and actually do something differently. Yes? How do we feel about all that? Huh? Let that sink in for a second. Get clear. Make the energetic decision, okay? Have any conversations that you might need to have with whomever, including yourself. Journal it out. Get clear on what the hell is holding you back and why you're feeling like you're not able to show up as the person that you want to show up as and why you're not holding yourself to these standards and like kind of what's getting in your way. And then move differently. Take a different action. Make a different decision, right? In any given moment, stop doing what you were doing before because it wasn't getting you what you wanted and do something different. Like, I don't want to sound patronizing, and I think I do, but it's also at the same time, like, it is time. You arrive at a certain point of personal development where you can't read another book, do another course, take another whatever, work with another coach, listen to another podcast. If you're not going to go out differently in the world, you need to move differently. You can't just keep listening to this stuff and hoping that it changes you. It will, absolutely. It will change you over time. How many years do you want to stay stuck in the same position? Do you actually want to change? Because if you actually want to change and you want to do so quickly, then you need to actually move your butt, right? You can't just keep listening to all of this stuff and hoping that through osmosis, you start changing. You will change through osmosis. You will change just by listening to this kind of material on a consistent basis. Absolutely. It's like a sort of like slow burn brainwashing. So yes, you will change 100%. But if you want to put your money where your mouth is and you want to put rubber to the road, you need to get out and do something. You need to move differently. Period. And honestly, on that mic drop note, I'm going to end this episode of the podcast. So I hope you found this episode inspiring. I think this was a pretty fire episode. I think this will get you going, to be honest with you. So I hope that it really like spurs you into action. I hope that you start moving differently in the world. And if you would like some support in doing that, you can reach out to me. You know where to find me on Instagram at Candace Alacia and on my website at www.candacealacia.com. I hope you have an amazing weekend and I look forward to seeing you on the next episode of the podcast. Ciao.